Well, Israel's army chief has vowed to block future aid flotillas heading towards the besieged Gaza Strip. Gabi Ashkenazi says any flotilla sailing to Gaza will be stopped by what he called Israeli Navy's defensive shield. Earlier in the day, Ashkenazi defended Tel Aviv's deadly commando attack on a Gaza aid flotilla late in May. He was testifying before an Israeli inquiry into the attack, which left 9 Turkish activists dead and dozens more injured. Ashkenazi said Israeli forces did not use excessive force and acted proportionally. The attack was widely condemned by the international community. Well, Lebanon's defense minister has strongly criticized a decision by the U.S. to suspend aid to the Lebanese military.
Mr. Elias Murr says Washington can keep its money. Murr says Beirut cannot accept, quote, conditions attached to aid. The U.S. decided to suspend $100 million in aid to the Lebanese military in the wake of deadly clashes between Lebanese and Israeli forces earlier this month. Washington claims the decision was taken over concerns that resistance movement Hezbollah might have influence over the Lebanese army. Senior U.S. lawmakers say they are concerned the Lebanese military and Hezbollah are using the aid against Israel.
The U.S. has witnessed a record 21-month high trade deficit in 2010 as the country's imports, especially from China, have surged to new high levels. The Commerce Department says the deficit rose to nearly $50 billion in June. Government data released on Wednesday showed trade gap in goods and services with other countries around the globe is the worst since October 2008. Statistics show imports had risen to over $200 billion in June, while exports fell to $150 billion. As with China, the trade deficit widened to over $26 billion. The number is higher than figures for the same month last year and May this year.
Let's give you other news now. The Attorney General of the U.S. state of Florida has proposed legislation that would toughen law enforcement measures against illegal immigrants in the state. Bill McCollum says Florida will not be a sanctuary for illegal aliens. If passed, the legislation would require law enforcement officers to check on suspected illegal immigrant status at their own suspicion. The proposal is stricter than the immigration bill passed in Arizona earlier this year. It goes further by giving police officers more tools in dealing with immigrants. It is also strengthened against potential constitutional challenges. The proposal is certain to thrust Florida into the sensitive immigration debate. The issue has become a hot political debate in the U.S.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has urged Republican senators to speed up ratification of the new START treaty with Russia.
This is a critical point. Opposing ratification means opposing the inspections that provide us a vital window into Russia's arsenal. Our national security is at risk. There is an urgency to ratify this treaty because we currently lack verification measures with Russia, which only hurts our national security interests. Our ability to know and understand changes in Russia's nuclear arsenal will erode without the treaty.
Clinton also warned Republicans that any delay in the process could create a dangerous uncertainty over broader nuclear control efforts. She added that the new arms control pact does not prevent the U.S. from keeping nuclear deterrent for its allies. In July, Senate Foreign Relations Committee postponed a vote on pact until the middle of September. The new treaty, signed in April between Washington and Moscow, would cut the two countries' nuclear warheads by 30%. However, Kremlin has recently accused the U.S. of violating its obligations on the non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Well, the death toll from a massive landslide in northwestern China is still rising as heavy rains threaten to hamper rescue operations.
At least 1,117 people have been confirmed dead so far in the Gansu province. More than 600 people are still missing following the weekend floods and landslides caused by torrential downpours. Most of the damage was inflicted after an avalanche of mud and rock crashed down on Zhukou County. With days of heavy rains forecast from Wednesday, thousands of rescue workers and soldiers are looking for possible survivors. Medical teams are now focusing on prevention of epidemic diseases. The landslide is the worst to hit China in 60 years. Officials had warned that heavy logging had made the region vulnerable to landslides.
The UN says Pakistan needs more than $400 million in emergency aid to cover its needs for the flood victims. The organization says at least $100 million is needed for shelter for thousands of people made homeless by the deadly floods. The funds are planned to be used for food, clean water, shelter, and medical supplies. An estimated 14 million people have been affected by Pakistan's worst floods. Meanwhile, the government has put parts of Punjab and Sindh provinces on alert, calling on foreign donors to step up aid efforts to contain the humanitarian disaster. Pakistani officials say the floods have claimed over 1,600 lives so far.
It's 2:43 a.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Let's give you a reminder of this hour's top stories. Israel vows to use Navy against future flotilla aid ships destined for the besieged Gaza Strip. A surge in imports from China pushes the U.S. trade deficit to a 21-month high. And in China, more rains further threaten the flooding and mudslide disaster zones.
Well, still to come in the next half of the Bulletin right here on Press TV, Gazans begin fasting in the holy month of Ramadan. Stay tuned.
Significant resurgence of racism. That's what UN experts believe is taking place in France now.
Well, experts from the UN's anti-discrimination watchdog say French authorities also lack the political will to address the problem. Now, the criticism came as a panel of 18 experts from the UN's Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination presented a 90-page report on racism in the country. The debate covered the treatment of immigrants and the Roma community. The UN experts also censured recent threats by President Nicolas Sarkozy to strip foreign-born nationals of French citizenship if they commit crimes. Racial equality has turned into a hot topic in France after Sarkozy threatened a crackdown on any form of violence.
Well, the besieged people of Gaza began observing the holy month of Ramadan on Wednesday amid the scorching heat and frequent power outages. Ashraf Shannon is our man there and has sent us this report.
Palestinians began to stock up on food items at markets in Gaza City as part of the preparations for the holy month of Ramadan. During this month, devout Muslims fast by the day and feast at night. Just a couple of hours before iftar, the time of day, after sunset when Muslims break their fast, Muslims flock to the markets to buy foodstuff.
We try to forget our pain and suffering and do our best to live like normal people in other places. We are observing the Ramadan amid Israeli strikes and blockade with little or no support from Arabs or the international community.
Our life has become difficult because of power cuts, food and water shortages, and unemployment. The international community is saying nothing about our daily hardship and suffering.
Although shops are full of foodstuff and other commodities and prices have come down after Israel allowed in consumer goods into the strip, there are still many in Gaza who cannot afford them. This is mainly because unemployment hovers around 40% and the production sector in Gaza is paralyzed by the siege. The UN gives support to about 80% of Gaza's population of 1.5 million.
Daily power cuts have made the situation unbearable. Power cuts damage our home appliances. Many have become sick because they cannot keep food and drink cool.
In Gaza, power outages are one of the biggest concerns during Ramadan. In the worst periods, electricity is off for 12 hours. Also on Wednesday, Hamas released 100 prisoners, including members of the rival Fatah, in honor of the start of the holy month of Ramadan.
Like all Muslims around the world, Palestinians in Gaza will observe fasting during the holy month of Ramadan, despite Israeli siege and its numerous associated problems. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.
Well, that one brings us to the end of this edition of the International News here on Press TV.